Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
The light of darkness can overcome.
Stay with us, Lord, for now it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness. O God, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and that we may live in peace and quietness through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. May our prayers come before you, O God, as incense. And may your light and love surround and fill us, so that with pure and renewed minds we may sing your praises. With the whole church on earth and all creation, we glorify you now and forever. Amen. A reading from Psalm 1. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers. But their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law they meditate day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. In all that they do, they prosper. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. In New York City, there are 8 million cats and 11 million dogs. New York City is basically just concrete and steel, so when you have a pet in New York City and it dies, you can't just go out in the backyard and bury it. The city authorities decided that for $50, they would dispose of your deceased pet for you. One lady was enterprising. She thought, I can render a service to people in the city and save them money. So she placed an ad in the newspaper that said, when your pet dies, I will come and take care of the carcass for you for $25. This lady would go to the local Salvation Army and buy an old suitcase for $2. Then when someone would call about his or her pet, she would go to the home and put the deceased pet in the suitcase. She would then take a ride on the subway where there are thieves. She would set the suitcase down and she would act like she wasn't watching, and a thief would come by and steal her suitcase. She'd look up and say, "Stop, thief, wait!" The thief would run. My guess is the people who stole those suitcases got a real surprise when they got home. Now, I like that story for a couple of reasons. First, I like the cleverness of the woman. She found a way to solve a problem and perhaps teach some thieves a lesson at the same time. But secondly, and more importantly, the story reminds me of the Beatitudes. It takes the world as we know it and turns it upside down. I haven't preached very often on the Beatitudes that Jesus offers to begin the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew. To be honest, they tend to confuse me. What does it mean that the poor in spirit will inherit the kingdom of God? Or that the meek will inherit the earth? It seems most times like the opposite is true. And to make matters more difficult, no one seems quite sure how the Beatitudes are supposed to begin. We tend to use the word blessed, but the original Greek has a lot of meanings. It can mean things like, how fortunate are the meek, or how lucky. Other translators use the word happy. Happy are those who mourn. And still others prefer the word congratulations. Congratulations when people persecute you. So you can see that the Beatitudes don't always sit easily. And there's something about them that seems to twist everything in new ways. And so we have to ask again, what is a beatitude? Some say that beatitudes are descriptions of life in God's kingdom. Something along the lines of, congratulations to the poor in spirit, because they're going to be the ones to see God. Other scholars think of the Beatitudes as some sort of rule of life that we should follow if we want to be a Christian. You will be happy and in God's favor if you strive to be poor in spirit, for example. And perhaps we'll find over this series that the real answer is a little bit of both. The Beatitudes Jesus gave us call us into a new way of life, a new way of being that shapes how we are now and invites us into and describes the kingdom of God. And so perhaps the best way to understand the Beatitudes in Matthew is to turn first to Psalm 1. Psalm 1 is one of the most important psalms, and it begins with a beatitude. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seats of scoffers. But their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law they meditate day and night. The theme for the whole rest of the book of Psalms is right there. True happiness is found in having one's life completely oriented around God and not in anything else. Two fundamentally different ways of life are offered. One way is centered on God in all things, and the other way isn't. One way leads to happiness, and the other way is the way of wickedness and being far from God. So when Jesus begins his Sermon on the Mount with a beatitude and this word, happy, he's inviting us into that kind of life, the kind where we are consumed and caught up by and in God. That's true happiness. And that's the kingdom of God. When Jesus gave the Beatitudes, he went up on a nearby mountain and sat down to teach. The Bible tells us that people gathered around to hear him. Let's join the crowd. Let's be part of the kingdom of God. The light shines in the darkness.
our prayer and listen to your people. We come to you, our God, and trust in your great mercy.
O God of all, with wonderful diversity of languages and cultures, you created all people in your image. Free us from prejudice and fear, that we may see your face in the faces of people around the world. Light of the world, send us out. God of compassion, whose Son became poor for our sake, help us to see the face of Christ in those who are poor, and in serving them, to serve you. Light of the world, send us out. God of healing, you became one of us in Jesus and know our frailties. Help us to see the face of Christ in those who are ill and suffering, and reach out in compassion to help your work to restore them to health and wholeness. Light of the world, send us out. God of comfort, you stilled the storms of life and give peace to your people. Help us to see the face of Christ in those who are fearful, those who are troubled, those afflicted with mental illness or addictions, those who are depressed or full of anxiety, and may we embody understanding and seek ways to offer peace and safety. Light of the world, send us out. God of warmth, you have eagerly sought us and have opened your arms to welcome us even when we have strayed far from you. Help us to see the face of Christ in all those who are in need of welcome in our world, even when we struggle to do so, and to open our arms to them and help them embrace a new future. Light of the world, send us out. God of all-encompassing love, you love us so much that you sent your Son to live and die for us. Help us to see the face of Christ in all those who seem unlovable and to embrace them as we would embrace you. Light of the world, send us out. God of peace, you call us to live in peace not only internally with you, but also with each other and among nations. Help us to see the face of Christ in those with whom we struggle and disagree, and lead us to work together to the higher calling of mutual understanding and love. Light of the world, send us out. God of all people, you have made us, and you have made us yours. Help us to show the face of Christ to others, so that in all things we may reflect the light of the world in our lives. Light of the world, send us out. Lord God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith in the midst of the storms and roads of life, in our pilgrimage, knowing only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray.
Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Servant, go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared for all people. A light to lighten all creation. Give us grace to live in your light. Praise the one who brings us light and fills our days with peace.
Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. Amen. Amen.